From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Mitt Romney is rejecting a proposal by a Republican super PAC to attack President Obama for his past association with controversial pastor Jeremiah Wright. NPR's Maura Liasson explains.
The story, which broke in the New York Times, said that a super PAC backed by billionaire Joe Ricketts was planning a harsh race-based attack on President Obama. Ricketts now says he will not run any ads, and Romney says he wanted no part of it.
I repudiate that effort. I think it's the wrong course for a PAC or a campaign.
The Times report said that Ricketts planned to spend $10 million on the campaign, including hiring as a spokesman a, quote, extremely literate conservative African-American who would argue that the president misled Americans by presenting himself as a, quote, metrosexual Black Abe Lincoln. Maura Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
Two Democratic senators are introducing a plan to crack down on people who renounce their U.S. citizenship to avoid paying taxes. NPR's Asma Khalid says the so-called Expatriate Act is a response to Facebook co-founder Eduardo Saverin.
Saverin renounced his U.S. citizenship just days ahead of the tech company's big IPO. Reports suggest he could save about $67 million, and that doesn't make New York Senator Chuck Schumer happy.
Eduardo Saverin wants to defriend the United States of America just to avoid paying taxes. We aren't going to let him get away with it.
Schumer is teaming up with Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania to punish people who flee the tax man. They're proposing a two-prong punishment that would bar expats from re-entering the U.S. and tax their future investments at 30%, regardless of where they live. Saverin released a statement saying his decision is based on interest to work and live in Singapore. It's not a tax evasion scheme. Asma Khalid, NPR News, Washington.
Leaders from the world's biggest industrialized nations are headed to the U.S. for this weekend's G8 summit meeting at Camp David. Already it appears that far and away the dominant issue will be the worsening economic situation in Europe. At a news conference today, White House National Security Advisor Tom Donilon says while the U.S. is unlikely to offer specific solutions, it has a major interest in the outcome of efforts by the EU to solve its crisis.
The United States has an extraordinarily significant stake in the outcome of the economic discussions in Europe and the steps that are taken in Europe. The European Union as a whole, of course, is the largest trading partner of the United States.
The meeting will also give President Obama and some other leaders their first real chance to meet with France's newly elected leader, François Hollande. The number of people filing first-time jobless claims was little changed last week, suggesting while the labor market isn't falling back, neither is it logging major gains. The Labor Department says first-time unemployment filings totaled 370,000. Stocks took another major hit on continued concerns about Greece today. The Dow dropped 156 points. The Nasdaq closed down 60 points. You're listening to NPR. Apple now says it plans to power its main U.S. data center entirely using renewable energy sources. The maker of the popular iPhone and iPad says it's buying equipment from startup Bloom Energy to build two solar array installations in and around the company's core data center in North Carolina. Once set up, the solar farm will supply some 84 million kilowatt hours of energy annually. An out-of-control wildfire in northern Colorado is forcing people from their homes and posing problems for firefighters trying to get a handle on that blaze. It's now grown to more than 5,000 acres. From member station KUNC, Kirk Siegler reports the Hewlett fire has tripled in size in just the past day.
The fire is burning through steep and rugged terrain in a canyon popular with hikers and river rafters northwest of the city of Fort Collins. That's about 70 miles north of Denver. The hot and windy weather is posing challenges for crews trying to contain the blaze. Dramatic TV footage has shown large flames scurrying up steep mountain slopes, engulfing trees and brush. One firefighter has been treated for injuries. And despite some recent rains, the wildfire danger across drought-stricken Colorado remains high. National fire managers are warning this part of the country could be in for a long wildfire season. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Siegler in Denver.
Billionaire investor Warren Buffett apparently thinks there's still some money to be made in so-called dead tree media. His Berkshire Hathaway fund announcing today it'll shell out $142 million to buy 63 newspapers from Richmond, Virginia-based Media General, including Richmond Times-Dispatch and Winston-Salem Journal. Buffett has defended newspapers, saying even though they face competition from the Internet, they have a future delivering information that he says can't be found elsewhere. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.